You know, when you think of New Year's celebrations, New Year's Eve celebrations around North Texas, they've been going around for a long time. Fair Park used to have a big celebration. Then it kind of went over to the Big D NYE, I think it was, at the American Airlines Center. But really, over the last several years, it's settled in where it probably rightfully ought to be, the iconic $561 ball that has dominated the Dallas skyline since 1978. Reunion Tower is what we're talking about. The president of Reunion Tower is Dusty Grosskreutz, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me, David.
That's a cool job, I would think. You know, I was thinking about, I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the fireworks, and everybody thinks about this one day a year, but you're operating that another 364 days with all sorts of interesting things that go on down there.
Yep, we always try to stay relevant and stay a family-friendly and a place to visit for all visitors.
So, I mean, like I say, it's become this icon now for New Year's Eve, and the, you know, the celebration is remarkable. All the fireworks, there are like 5,000 fireworks or something that shoot off from there. Unfortunately, we're not going to have the drones this year because they have decided to park those until they figure out what went wrong in Florida. I know you're disappointed about that. But so is the tower the worst place in Dallas to watch the fireworks, the NYE?
Absolutely not.
No, from inside. I mean, we have this great view from outside.
It is. It's a spectacular view from anywhere. You can see the Reunion Tower, but it's a different view from inside. What's really interesting from the inside perspective is you can feel it. So you can feel, you know, we have 15,000 pounds of explosives on the building. And so you can feel them charge and come up the legs, what we call the legs of the ball, and then explode. And then we do build the show so that we explode things right at the level of our Crown Block restaurant or at our Crown Room, you know, catering facility so that our guests can see it. And then we like to do a lot of waterfalls. Partially they're my favorite, but also we want to make sure that the guests can see them. And then, of course, from the observation deck, the geodeck level, we're shooting right from there. So that's
so you can see out. Yeah, you can see the radiation.
Yeah, launching right off.
So how has this changed? So this is this the ninth year that you've been doing this?
Yeah.
So how has it changed over the 9 years?
Well, we keep adding to it and building it bigger and better. I mean, we started, you know, just with a light show, and then we added a little bit of fireworks to see how that would go when there was that gap after Big D NYE kind of went dark. And we raised our hand and said, hey, here's an opportunity here. Let's take it and see if it sticks. And here we are 9 years later. So yeah, we like to add in different elemental effects. Like we've built the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in fireworks before. We've added in different features. Our light show designer, he always tries to one-up himself. We've done a lot of coordination between our elements. So we'll have the fireworks in coordination with the light show or with other elements that participate every year.
So do you play to an audience that's 360 degrees, or do you sort of aim toward, you know, the Trinity River bottoms, or what's the audience?
It is 360 degrees. So we try to do, that's why we try to focus on a lot of imagery instead of words and stuff, so that it is able to see. And then of course on the ball, anything can revolve around the sphere. And so everyone can read it or see if it's, you know, dancing cowboy boots or clapping hands or something like that. So we can get everyone to join along. But we just, there isn't a large enough space really nearby. And we started out with the Trinity River as kind of our intended audience. And then with the skyline behind us so that people, you know, could identify the Dallas skyline. But then we found that, you know, people were just coming down in droves to the hotel, and then City Hall had an event 1 year. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, they could see it and all of the guests over there were able to see it. So it is a 360 degree show.
This must bring a lot of joy to the people who developed that tower in the 1970s, where everybody thought it was a really stupid idea. I mean, you know, Ray Hunt and John Scoville and, you know, that whole group, because this thing really, I mean, it's, and obviously it took on a persona of its own with, you know, the opening scenes of the TV show Dallas, but it's still relevant almost 50 years later.
Yeah, I think it was on the outskirts of town. And now, you know, the convention center is coming towards us and everything is growing, and we're not on the outskirts anymore. But it does. It is definitely Mr. Hunt's, one of his absolute favorite times of the year. I mean, he just is tickled pink about the fireworks. He loves fireworks, and especially coming off Reunion Tower.
So how is this structured? Is this a for-profit tower? I mean, you're head of a for-profit company that operates 365 days a year?
Yeah, we are an observation deck. So we have the geodeck, and then we have our tenants. We have Crown Block, you know, our Michelin recognized restaurant up there, and then Crown Room, our revolving catering space. So yes, we are for profit. I mean, we're privately held, but we are for profit. But this event is, you know, our gift to the city from Hunt Realty and from Reunion Tower. So this is our investment in the city and, you know, our gift to the city.
Well, you can't have a better marketing event than something like that, but the whole world, you know, is going to watch. And I'm surprised, going to your website, there is this consortium of towers that are all around the world. I mean, you're mentioned right in there with the Shard in London and, you know, all sorts of Kuala Lumpur towers and everything else. It really is an interesting group. Do people go around the world and to visit every tower like you collect stamps?
No, they do. Or how people go to every state or every Disneyland park or something like that. Yeah, currently we have 53 towers with the World Federation of Great Towers. And I'm on the board of that federation, and we meet and we have board meetings. And then every year we try to go to one of the towers and we have a conference, and we just swap stories and share best practices and talk about, you know, vendors and new technologies and so forth. And it's kind of exciting because everyone gets a chance to showcase not only their tower, but their culture. But then, you know, we're non-competitive because we're going to pick up our tower and move it somewhere else. So it's just, they've become, you know, I've been going for over a decade to these conferences, and it's just, they're so welcoming. And I mean, they've become my friends all across the world, and you can pick up a phone call or send an email at any time and get a response on, hey, I'm thinking of this new, you know, promotion. What do you think? And it's just, it's really a cool niche little environment.
Well, there was a spate of towers that were built. And I think it almost goes back. The first revolving restaurant it was called Polaris in Atlanta. And it was sort of on a tower, but it's really on top of a Hyatt. Yeah. And then it sort of took off. And then you came in. And then, you know, and I guess Seattle. I mean, Seattle's been around for, what, 70 years or something?
62
years. But then it seemed like it died off again.
1962, they were.
But then it seemed like it died off again. Anybody still building towers like this?
People are still building towers, or they're renovating towers. Definitely a lot in Asia, a lot of new towers coming up and online. And then there's a new one in New Orleans that they've renovated. It's a building. I'm a little bit sensitive. I'm sort of tower pure versus just a building with an observation deck on one. But there are multiple members coming in. We just got a new member in Spain this year.
So you've got the Crown Block there. We talked to them all through that construction, and that's a lot of fun. And I know people go up there and have weddings, and there are all sorts of, you know, school groups that come up and visit. But you market also with the city. I didn't realize there's something called the Dallas City Pass and the Pogo Pass and the Get Out Pass. Talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, we have different pass partners that we've found. Just City Pass, there's several cities throughout the nation, and you buy one pass, it's a better value. So we're trying to help out the families and the tourists that want to come into the city and visit multiple of the, you know, the top attractions. And so City Pass has been one of our long-term partners. Actually started that in Seattle with them, with the Seattle City Pass was the very first one. And then when I came to Dallas, I'm like, hey, City Pass, why don't you come to Dallas? So we have our Dallas Pass now, and they just opened LA last week. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. And then Pogo Pass is more of a local pass, and it's just for all the families that are local and want to go see things, that they want to go to games or go to different attractions. And it's just more economical to take the kids and the family and, you know, hit a couple a month and do it over the course of a longer period of time, the course of a year. And then Get Out Pass is something new. It's just that we found when we were at a conference, and it's been a great partnership for us. So it's just, we call them OTAs. So it's just another means of marketing to a different audience that we don't always capture right here locally, but that absolutely adore visiting towers and visiting cities as a tourist.
So what's up next? I've seen developments that are coming all around you, evidently. Chris Kleinert and Ray Hunt and the rest of the group are finally going to develop a lot of that land around you. You'll be right in the center of it.
We will be in the center. Yeah, we hope to do a mixed-use development here and in conjunction with a bridge over to the convention center. So that'll be super exciting, and lots of, restaurants, another hotel, and, retail, some apartment living and other, unrevealed items that'll be coming. But we just want it to be a true community and a true destination, much like, some of the other more established neighborhoods in Dallas. We were kind of on the outskirts. We're going to be not on the outskirts anymore, and we'll be the Reunion Complex and Reunion Campus, as part of the Reunion District over here. So we're super excited and with that. And then inside the tower, we're always trying to evolve. And currently we're in the process of making it a sort of a trend in the industry to bring more of the historical museum type back to the origin stories of the towers or these, observation decks. And so we're working on that now. And then we always try to have new interactive exhibits, whether it's for families or all the guests around, so they can learn more. We like to be the first stop, for visitors, where they can learn about the city and what else they want to see, and then learn a little bit more about each piece of it through, technology pieces, and of course our ambassadors that are up there and give their private tours.
Well, meanwhile, we're squarely focused on New Year's Eve, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I know you're disappointed about the drones. You just found out about that fairly recently, I assume.
I did just find out about that. Yeah, they notified us that they weren't able to fly the show this year. And we understand, safety is paramount, and they are just taking a cautious angle.
Well, you still got 5,000 fireworks. I think that ought to be sufficient for the time being.
I think so. 5,000 fireworks from 93 firing positions. We're going to go from all levels of the ball outside of what we call the legs. And then, up to 600 feet above the top of the geodesic sphere. So we have a lot in store. There's a new firework this year that's never been revealed, and it's going to be debuted here in the United States. We're super excited about that. So it'll start as one thing and end as something else. And so I'm super excited to see
that. Well, that's a great tease for you to leave us with. Dusty Grosskreutz is the president of Reunion Tower. Certainly has her hands full, and particularly right now. Thanks for taking some time to talk.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.